From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is a Creole word, lanyap, which means that little something extra that a friendly shopkeeper might give customers, like the baker who throws in an extra donut when you order a dozen. Well, even Hurricane Katrina hasn't put a damper on this old Louisiana tradition. As NPR's Elaine Corey reports, this summer, students at Tulane University in New Orleans are getting their own taste of lanyap.
Graduation ceremonies for the class of 2006 are already over, and normally Tulane would be pretty deserted by now. Instead, the campus is crawling with students. At a food court called the Pavilion, two pre-med majors are cramming for an exam in organic chemistry.
Can you explain the ring flip for the cyclohexane? What exactly is that?
Yeah, well, the ring flip is just a conformation change where all of the equatorial bonds change to axial bonds in the chair conformation.
Jesse Rennie and Karthik Kora, both juniors, could have taken this course last fall, but Katrina got in the way. Even now, they don't feel prepared for the test. Cora says he's used to pulling all-nighters before an exam, but this time he couldn't.
It's a little bad because we have to take the test at 7 o'clock at night as opposed to the normal, class time. So.
And we have class every day and twice on Mondays. So.
They're enrolled in an extra term Tulane is calling lanyap semester. There's a lot that's different. Classes 5 days a week, often late into the evening. Even stranger, midterms after just 3 weeks. That's because lanyap is a full 18-week semester crammed into 7 weeks. Rennie says it's taken some getting used to.
Yeah, it's a lot more studying. I mean, it doesn't feel like we should be studying this much because they usually take the first, 2 weeks of the semester off and then freak out and start studying a lot. So now I had to actually start studying right from the beginning.
It's a rough schedule, but these students don't really have a choice if they want to catch up with their studies. They barely moved into their dorms last fall when Katrina hit. Soon, most of the campus was underwater.
And it was anywhere from a couple of inches to about 5 feet. And, of course, by that time, we lost all communications. We didn't have access to water or to sewer, and it was pretty dismal.
Tulane President Scott Cowan recalls how he surveyed the storm damage by rowboat. It quickly became clear what he had to do.
I made the decision that we would have to close. And it's the first time our university has been closed since the Civil War.
Tulane remained closed for 4 long months. A few students sat out the semester, but most scattered to some 600 universities across the country. But they paid tuition at Tulane, and President Cowan wanted them back, on track for their degrees. So he came up with the idea of lanyap semester, something extra to keep them from falling behind. Lanyap has helped traditional students stay current, especially with those hard-to-schedule required courses. But it's also helped non-traditional students, such as Tam Caddy, a woman in her 40s who attends Tulane at night while holding down a job. Her social studies class is about to begin.
There's a couple of us in here who are in the same situation. Yeah, 4 of us who had the opportunity to graduate based on the lanyap semester.
The extra term has meant extra work for professors as well. Yet by the end of June, when the semester ends, most students and faculty will be caught up, ready for a short summer break before their regular schedule resumes at Tulane this fall. Elaine Corey, NPR News.